Community health centers across the state are expecting shipments of Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine now that the Cambridge Biotech's vaccine has been given emergency authorization by the Federal Food and Drug Administration. Employees who work directly with patients will be vaccinated first. Michael Curry is Deputy CEO and General Counsel for the Massachusetts League of Community Health Centers, and he joins us this morning to talk about this new vaccine rollout. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Bob.
So why are community health centers among the first to get the Moderna vaccine?
Well, I think what we found out both in the guidance from the advisory committee to the CDC and the work that we did here through the governor's COVID-19 vaccine working group is that the first in line to receive the vaccine should be healthcare workers. So community health centers, of course, are treating patients across the country here in Massachusetts that are in communities of color. They're on the front lines of dealing with this crisis, and they're prioritized in this first phase of the distribution of the vaccine as well.
So let me ask about the workers first. How are you preparing to distribute the vaccine to healthcare workers?
Yeah, so similar to hospitals, there's a whole process that needs to be put in place in terms of what the protocol is, how you'll prioritize your healthcare workers, those that are COVID-facing, receiving the vaccine early and first, and making sure that you have the storage facilities. We're not probably going to receive much of the Pfizer drugs, vaccines, because of the deep storage and cold storage it requires, but we are expecting to be in line for the Moderna vaccine, which still requires storage space within our health centers. And I think many of them are ready, willing, and able to receive those and to begin to vaccinate their staff.
And how are you going to roll it out to the general public after it goes to patients and staff?
Yeah, well, what we're finding is the first phase in that work will be educating the community. So we've had a series of internal staff-wide throughout the state conversations around the vaccine, making sure that our staff know the science. We understand the efficacy and safety of the drug. And then we will soon turn our attention to the communities we serve, which are predominantly communities of color, poor communities, immigrant communities across the state. And we'll have to make sure they understand that efficacy and safety. And then that they would understand that it's two dose. So we'll need them to come in, get their first dose, and then come back within those 21 or 28 days to get that second dose, depending on the vaccine. All of that process is underway now, so that by the time we get to February, March, April, we're ready to distribute that more broadly.
We know that in inner city neighborhoods and in communities of color, there is a greater reluctance for people to get vaccinated than there is among, for example, the white community. How specifically do you plan on trying to get people over that reluctance?
Yeah, well, we did a recent poll with the Museum of Science and Mass Inc. And it revealed the information we need to get ready to get the communities to take the vaccine. It told us that 83% or so of the population is likely to take it. That means that people have their reservations. If you're an immigrant and you are concerned about whether you're undocumented, if you are African-American or Latino and you have a tainted history with our healthcare system. We know that we have to communicate with you. We have to address those historical concerns, those systems that may be discriminating, but then get you to come in and trust that this vaccine, we're being told, is effective in addressing this COVID-19. And we need to get them in because those are the same communities that are dying from this disease.
And quick answer to this last question, if I might, Michael Curry, the when question. When do you hope to begin public vaccination for the people in the communities that you serve?
Yeah, so we know we'll be in phase two. Phase one is really focused on healthcare workers, home health aides, congregate care facilities, and first responders. We'll then turn in long-term care facilities. We'll then turn our attention as a state in February to phase two. Phase two will then be the people with two-plus comorbidities. And again, that's the patient population that we serve who have diabetes and heart disease and cancer or have a high body mass index. Then we'll start focusing on the essential workers, their teachers, their transit workers, their grocery store folks, and then adults 65 years and older. So by February, March, April, we should be well into a general vaccination.
Michael Curry, Deputy CEO and General Counsel for the Massachusetts League of Community Health Centers, thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition, and good luck with this rollout.
Thank you, Bob.